It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Hey, go ahead, Andy Williams. Scott Spears along with you here tonight. It is the 8th annual WWGH Radio Christmas Party Special, and the house is packed tonight. Linda Sims, Mike McGinnis, Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, Terry Tackett, Nate Redman, Mrs. Redman, Jeannie Evers, all here, and Glenn bobbing and weaving somewhere in the kitchen right now. We really don't know where he is. He's bobbing and weaving wherever he is. We've kept him away from the glass dishes because we don't want anything broken here tonight, but it's going to be two solid hours of WWGH merriment for the 8th time. Can you imagine that? Our little family gets together. Now, just to give you a little derivation of why we do the WWGH Christmas party and special simultaneously, the first year we were together back in 2014, we did a Christmas party and we did a Christmas special. And the Christmas party was more fun than the Christmas special. So we thought, why don't we just put the Christmas party on the air? And it's worked that way ever since. So for the first hour, we will have a lot of readings, which we have done in years past. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Then we will break at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll come back about 8:15, and that's when we all sing along. So pull a chair up to your radio or your listening device or whatever you have, because we all will get the music out and sing here tonight. And it's kind of interesting because we're adding a new song this year. Here We Go A-Wassailing. We'll add, because every year we have the same songs. We have about 10 songs on our song sheet. We do them all every year. We end with the Christmas song. But this year we've got Here We Go A-Wassailing, which we're going to try for the first time. Glenn, do you know this song?
You found that thing?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh,
practice. You got you got 45 minutes, Glenn. Practice this song. Here We Go, and we've got wassail tonight. We're going to try wassail. Angie was over, where was that, Trader Joe's? So we've got wassail here tonight. We're going to have a wassail toast before we do the wassailing. It's going to be a big night here at WWGH Radio. Linda Sims, Mike McGinnis at the mic. Who's behind me in there?
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're all in the other room. Hey, we're doing a show in here. Does anybody notice? Linda.
We're doing a
We're on our way to Christmas here. Oh, by the way, before we do anything else, we do have to thank Domino's, who has been our supporter and supplier of food at these Christmas specials for many, many a year now.
Yes,
Domino's, telephone number 383-3030 with the 740 area code. Thank you, Domino's. The smell in here is garlicly great. Garlicly great. That's the term we're going to coin this year. Linda, you've been here all 8 Christmases. I think you're the only one besides Terry and Sean and myself who have been here all 8 years. Well, Jeannie might have been here all 8 years. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, we're the last holdouts.
Yes.
People have come and people have gone.
Yes, absolutely.
But here we are.
Yes.
What are your memories of Christmas party past, now that we've done this for almost a decade?
I like the fact that we do come together. But Merry Christmas, everyone. I like the fact that we do come together. We used to have all different types of food with Michelle.
Yes.
Terry's lady was,
when she was around,
the food.
before she departed.
You just never knew what she was going to bring, but it was like that. But I do thank Domino's for.
Oh, Domino's has been great to us.
Yes, absolutely, without fail. And Mrs. Nate's wife, her
Mrs.
cookies.
Redmond.
Yeah, Mrs. Yes. Redmond, her cookies. She always does an excellent job. I like that, too. And not only that, the fact that we can say Merry Christmas to people and enjoy singing
all kinds of great songs.
Yeah, and just stories and Santa.
Oh, it's going to be a night. Santa will be here tonight, and so will Golden Voice, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime within the hour, so you got to tune in for that.
Yes.
And we do want to send out somebody who does come to our Christmas parties and has for many, many years, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, sadly suffered a loss in her family this week, and we send our best thoughts to her. She wanted to be here tonight, but she's got family in from out of town, and we certainly understand that.
Right.
Mary Ellen, we all love you, and Merry Christmas, and take care. Absolutely.
Yes,
and next year, she'll be back here with us better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, three. Merry Christmas, Mary Ellen. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas, Mary Ellen.
You know, she listens to this station. Sometimes I say things she doesn't like, and she'll tell me about it.
Really? Okay.
She'll say, I heard you say that on the radio, Scott. You know, I'll get a little talking to from Mary Ellen. But Angie is with us here, and Sean over on the couch here. Sean running the camera, so it's hard for him to be on the microphone at this point, but we'll get him on the microphone.
Right.
But he's doing, it's like a home movie.
It is.
You know, we get a nice home movie
it's
of this. This is a family.
Yes,
and it's hard for people to understand that unless you have worked in radio before. I mean, I worked in about 3 other radio stations where it was like a mortuary.
Oh.
Nobody talked to anybody. It was all very shifty. But here, it's never been like that.
Wow. Just starched, huh?
Yeah, a little starch there. We actually like to get together here.
Oh, yeah.
And we like to have a good time.
Yes,
and
good
we like
time.
To do our things. We better get to the first reading. We're already 24 minutes past the hour here. And we've got to get 3 big readings in here in the first hour. And one of the most famous of all time is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, the first 6 years we did this, Charlie Evers did it. And, of course, we send him a Merry Christmas as he is with the angels tonight. But in Marge Hazlett, people who have Paul Savage, who came to these Christmas parties for many years.
True.
But Charlie did this for 6 years. Last year, Linda took it over, so 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Linda Sims, take it away.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the beast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all, as dry leaves that before the wind hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers, they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His drawl, or drool.
Was he drooling,
sorry.
Too? he was drooling.
All right, drawl.
He had some of that Domino's pizza. He was drooling.
Sorry. Little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, "Here he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
All right, Linda Sims, way to go. 'Twas the night before Christmas. Clement Clark Moore, the legendary poem. Now, we're going to move right along here and get the next one in. Now, a lot of people have done this one here on WWGH Radio. I remember Mary Ellen Withrow did it once. Ted Williams did it once. And this year, we've turned over the duties for this to Nate Redman. It's the most read editorial in the English language, because a lot of kids this time of year ask, is there a Santa Claus? And yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I believe dates back to 1897. Little 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon wrote the letter to the Sun in New York, in Manhattan. Nate, take it away. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
"Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please, tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street." Here's the response. "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe, except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant. In his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas! How dreary would be the world if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. the external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus, you might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is all of it real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Is There a Santa Claus? Reprinted from September 21st, 1897, from the New York Sun.
Beautiful. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Thank you, Nate. Beautiful, beautiful. And in that editorial, a lot of times it's left out, the man who responded was Francis Church, who worked for the Sun-Times. He's the one who wrote that response. And interestingly enough, I just found out that he was a Civil War veteran and kind of a grizzled guy. He had lost his wife, he had lost his child, and yet he was able to come up with that tremendous response. Yeah. It's the most printed editorial in the history of the English language. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Movies have been made about it. You know, Angie, there's a movie, it's based on a true story about, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, there is.
You've seen it. It's a very good movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Mike McGinnis joins us here this year. Mike, you've got your elf shirt on. Santa's coming, from the great movie Elf. Now, what is your favorite part about the holidays?
Basically, spending time with family.
Now, do you want anything this year from Santa Claus, since we just discussed that whole thing?
Not really. Don't really need much.
Do you think that, you know, it's interesting, because in that Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus, it talked about you can't see fairies dancing on the lawn. The other night, I saw a man bobbing and weaving out on our lawn, because he had, I knew he was right behind me, I saw a man bobbing and weaving out there. Now, I don't know what that was about. It wasn't a fairy, but I'll tell you,
it's pretty close.
It was a pretty, boy, I'll tell you, fruitcakes on the lawn and bobbing and weaving. Glenn, come on over here, Glenn.
What do you want?
Well, because you got to get on a microphone.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we're not sharing my microphone with that breath you got, that kerosene breath from... So what happened the other night, just for the record, so we have this on the record forever?
A lovely young...
During the fruitcake toss, which was a very wholesome event.
Yes. And a lady came up to me as I walked down the street to come to the party to throw my fruitcake. And she said, "Here, you need this." And I said, "What's that?" And she pulled one of those little airplane bottles of Southern Comfort. And I said, "No, that's all right." And she said, "No, let me pour it." I had a little drink. She poured it right in. She didn't ask any longer. And it was nice.
Well, that's a beautiful Christmas story, Glenn.
It was a beautiful Christmas story.
Why in the world? A person you don't know on the street dumped something in your drink, and you just keep knocking it back?
Well, she showed up for our fruitcake toss, and she liked you, so I figured she must be a nice person.
Well, yeah, but still, you don't want to drink. Linda, would you have done this? Drink something somebody poured in your drink?
No, I would not.
No.
You got to have faith in
COVID.
People.
Why would
this is the age of COVID and the age of whatever else goes on, people dumping things in people's drinks.
Life, I'm 75. Life is not worth living if I can't trust people.
Well, was that... Well, you're awful trusting when it came to that.
Yeah.
All I know is when you came up and said hello that night, my eyebrows about burned off my head.
He's making that up.
Oh, man. You could could smell it coming. It was all out there that night. I said, "Whoa, we had a little few cocktails before he came over to the fruitcake toss."
One shot.
Glenn, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Truly, what I want is I want people like our pastor and people like Linda and people like Mike and all the people that are here. I want us all to love each other. And I know that sounds really mushy, but that's really what I want. I want us to like each other. Right. And I want us to get together and find a way to move forward. I know I have a progressive life, I'm thinking that. But I want us to move forward and get better at being humans.
Do you have some reason to believe we don't like each other?
Obviously, watching national news, I'm afraid about some people, but yeah. No, I think this crowd probably does like each other.
So you got your Christmas wish.
Yeah, I did get
there
my
you
Christmas.
Go.
And that's why I'm here.
Only if you can throw that fruitcake a little further next year.
Oh, gee, I did a terrible job.
48-year-old Lily, about outdid you.
I am so embarrassed. But I beat Adam.
You did beat Adam. Well, Adam's fruitcake is still over on Pearl Street somewhere. We don't know what
exactly. I think he probably threw it further, but it went so far left, nobody could count it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, he was about in your group. It went so far left. Nobody's as far left as Glenn. So they were all
together. I am so sorry.
I know.
Thanks.
Thank you, Glenn. We're having a wonderful time here at the Christmas party. And again, supported by Domino's Pizza, 740-383-3030. All right, Pastor Craig, come on in here. Now, this year, Christmas 2021, your first Christmas party with us. What, you've had a very eventful year. You started here at the station and had a major medical mess up this year.
Yeah, I started in April at the station here, and then in July, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was having a stroke, and so that kind of put me out for a couple weeks, and I struggled for several weeks, really, but praise God, I'm over it, and I've got, you know, about 95% recovery from what I was experiencing the day of the stroke. And so I'm thankful for being here and for being able to continue.
Now, what is your hope for this Christmas?
My hope for this Christmas is that this time of year can become very busy, can become very hectic. It can put a lot of stresses on families. It can bring to the surface problems in families. And my hope for this Christmas is really that people can just take some time and experience the true peace and the true joy that comes at Christmas time. That's what I'd like to see.
I think we all hope that that can happen. Absolutely. During Christmas. Absolutely. Well, Terry, we haven't heard from Terry Tackett yet. We got to get everybody here on the microphone. Terry will come in and let us know what his hope is for Christmas 2021. Can you believe it? We are almost into 2022. Ooh, Christmas time.
Yes, absolutely.
Was Terry in the buffet? Was he in the buffet in there? All right, Terry, come on in. Let's see what your Christmas thought is for the Christmas of 2021.
Just that there be kind of like everybody else, just like joy, peace.
Joy, peace.
Goodwill.
Goodwill. What does this time of year mean for you as we get close to December 25th?
Food, no.
Food, it does mean food, yes.
Spending good quality time with your family and friends and just reflecting on things from the year and just getting ready for the new year. And
now, do you have a memory from Christmas past these 8 years, eight Christmas parties?
Yeah, I remember just when Paul Savage was still.
Yeah, he would come in and play the piano.
Yeah, that was always.
No, I think his wife Glenna played the piano, didn't he?
Yeah.
We had a good time.
That was just one of my favorites when.
Yeah, we had a good time with that.
Music.
Yeah.
The music this time of year, there's something different about these songs that we only do during this 1 month of the year. And they're the same every year, but they're very special.
We butcher them. No, I mean.
We do that.
We do good. Yeah, we do.
We certainly do butcher them every year. You know, Linda, what do you think it is about the music?
The melody. It helps to hide some of that. Not being able to harmonize, right? Kind of hides that, you know.
Anybody can sing them.
Yeah. Right. But music, it the melody, and it kind of puts you more in the spirit.
Well, to be honest, the way we sing them, I would rather take a million times as opposed to hearing them sing the right way. Yeah. Because I know when we sing them, we're actually having fun, and, you know, they're coming from our heart, you know, whereas...
They're not homogenized.
Right, which is the professionals that sing them, they already, you know,
right.
It's like they've done it a million times, so they're just going kind of through the motions or whatever. We're actually having some fun with it. That's what I like about it.
We certainly are. So. Angie, come on in. What's your wish for the Christmas of 2021 here as we head into this great new year? Oh, we're getting a call here. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Well, I don't know who that was. Maybe it was a person who wanted to be taken off the air, so we'll work on that. All right. Angie, what's your wish for the new year and Christmas holiday?
That everybody stays healthy.
That's good. Big one.
Health is very important, and
yes.
Especially in these times, it is a little difficult.
Yes.
You know, you kind of got to go around and around when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yes.
Health is very important. All right, Nate, we haven't talked to you yet. Nate, come on in here. Nate read, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, but we also want to hear Nate's thoughts on a Christmas holiday, Christmas of 2021. A lot of things went on with you this year, Nate, so tell us about Christmas 2021.
Well, hey, I'm just looking forward to the Christmas season. I always do. You know, I always like to pause and think about all the Christmas family memories that I have this year, in the past years, you know, with my grandma that has made her passing, and my grandpa, you know, we always went over to my grandma's on my dad's side on Christmas Eve, and then my grandpa's on my mom's side on Christmas Day. And just thinking about everything, you know, when you're growing up, you don't really pause to think about that one of these days they're not going to be here, you know? And then, so I like to stop and think about the memories, and maybe everybody out there can just stop and think of a good memory that'll just cheer you up, get you through the holiday season.
Now, that thud in the background, Terry knocked over the Christmas tree, did he not?
He did.
He about broke the Christmas tree. So Christmas might be over quicker than you think around here, because if you got no tree, you got no Christmas.
The official WWGH star is still intact, though.
Isn't that interesting?
We want to let our listeners know that it's still intact.
Thank to Bob Welsh from Columbus, Ohio. We appreciate that star, which is
real pizza dough. Looks great.
It's an amazing thing. That was one of our new traditions this year that we will have around forever and ever and ever, right along with the fruitcake toss. Now, Nate, you didn't get to come to the fruitcake toss, but you have heard, I'm sure, through the grapevine about this historic Olympic event that happened the other night.
I was down south getting ready to go through the Alum Creek Lights, and I had it on my phone, and I was listening to each person toss the fruitcake, and everybody was doing a great job. And
everybody?
I was enjoying Adam's spinoff to spinoff to the left. You know, I got a kick out of that. You know, especially since he was bragging it up.
He did. Only if you could have seen it, because when it left his hands, had somebody been standing over there, they'd be dead right now. They'd be dead.
What'd you say?
Almost ended up over on Pearl Street. I said to him afterwards, I don't think he knew which direction we were throwing the fruitcakes, because the way his went was not in the direction that we all thought.
Yeah. And quite the turnout you had as well,
Turnout.
Yeah.
Over 20 people. 72 foot, though. The longest. How do you throw a fruitcake underhanded 72 feet?
That's amazing. There's no way I could do that. Kicked out of the baseball team, so, you know.
I
wouldn't be able to do it. No.
But if you practiced enough, though.
Maybe if I practiced, you know, secluded in my backyard like Pastor Craig did, maybe I could I could come, you know, maybe 40 yards. I don't know. What'd you make it, Scott? A little over
52.
I guess
52.
Yeah, that's respectable.
I was just right under Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's right.
We got in there at 55.
Yep, that's definitely respectable there. Good form.
It was perfect. It was right down the middle, like a good pitcher. You know, I was like, who's a good pitcher we got? Give me a good pitcher, Terry.
Nolan Ryan.
I was like Nolan Ryan. I was out there.
There you go.
Yeah, I was throwing that straight. Yeah, I was thinking more of a, Rick Sutcliffe.
Oh.
Rick Sutcliffe. Had to think of a Cubs pitcher. Yeah, Terry rolls his eyes on that one. Now, Nate,
the Cubs,
well, the World Series champions, the ones who beat the tar out of that team out of Cleveland.
In 2016.
Yeah.
How long ago before did they win it?
A couple years.
Tip your Cubs hat.
Couple years.
You listen to Scott's cap. Tip in his Cubs hat. You listen to Scott. There you go.
That's right. That's one of my go-tos. Well, not very often because I don't get to tip it very often to people. But when I do, when I do, I do it. So this year, I think this is your third WWTH Christmas party.
It is my third.
Do you have a favorite moment of years past?
Well, you know, I enjoyed it, and I think it's because I'm a radio guy. I believe it was probably 2019. We were all getting ready to sing the Christmas carols, and we were downtown, and we had this microphone ready to go to pick up everybody, and it was tilted just like a normal microphone would be for somebody to come up and talk to. Well, Charlie didn't like that. He said, you know, that's not going to pick anybody up. I wish somebody would correct that. He told me. Well, I took it out. Yes, well, okay, all right. So I told it straight up. He said, good boy. And I thought, you know, I got a good boy from Charlie. Hey, there it is all good.
You know, he brought in that mic stand that night.
Oh, did he?
So he probably set it up. I don't know how it was.
Oh, he won that mic straight up in the air.
Yep.
I don't think he did any of that after he did that.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think that. Maybe we were trying not to be heard that particular Christmas. I don't know. Well, next hour, you're going to hear it. We are going to sing. It's going to happen. Oh, yes, we get Glenn a drink. He'll do anything next hour. He'll be ready to go. He'll be ready to spread the merriment here at WWGH Radio. Now, it has been an interesting year, though. You know, a lot of stuff happened in 2021.
It has, you know, and we were hoping to put everything with COVID behind in 2020, and it kind of continued into 2021 and just back and forth. And, you know, looking at the numbers, you know, they get better, then they get worse, and, you know, you go and get your booster shot, you think everything's going to be okay, and then the numbers get worse, and you just don't know exactly what's going to go on. It's just a ride. It's life. Is you're long for the ride. It is.
And it can be over so quickly.
It sure can.
That's what you have to pay attention
Absolutely.
To, that it can end in the blink of an eye, so you really have to enjoy the time you're here.
Yep, just enjoy every minute that you can with family, friends. If you don't have any family and friends, just enjoy yourself then. Enjoy it.
Glenn, how do you enjoy yourself?
The way you make it sound, I drink all the time, but I do not.
I didn't realize it until the other night that you were such a heavy drinker. Now it's come through.
I'll tell you how I enjoy myself.
Listen to him speak now. We can't even understand him.
I got a chip in my mouth.
So you say. Go ahead.
The way I enjoy myself now is coming down here and meeting with all my friends right here.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that, Glenn.
Except for you.
Well, feelings mutual here at Christmas. No Cubs cap tip to Glenn. Oh, we're having a good time here at the Christmas party, and again, we'll be on through 9 p.m. tonight. We've only got 11 minutes left in hour number one,
okay.
And then we're going to break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to sing, and Mike is going to lead us in Here We Go A-Wassailing, our new song, because he knows the tempo of this, right, Mike?
I don't claim that.
You do. You were singing it before we went on the air here earlier on.
I think I'm just speaking the words.
And we're going to pour the wassail. Because you have to get this song right. It has to be tempoed right. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, if you off-tempo this, it's just a mess. We don't need that.
What
are you doing?
One of the nice things about the wassail song, and you read it to me.
Jeez.
That's a
golly. Be lucky if I'm conscious next hour after that.
One of the nice things is that it has to do with drinking.
Yeah, I bet that's true. You would know that. Holy mackerel! Whoo! I can't see straight anymore. Linda, we got a whole hour to go here.
Wow.
We're just cranking it up. WWGH Radio, where the G stands for greetings, holiday greetings.
Yes.
I bet people didn't know that. You didn't know that, did you, Glenn?
I thought it stood for Glenn.
Yeah, good luck. Now, everybody at home, I hope you're enjoying yourself, but get next to your radio, get next to your listening device, put the tape on the phone, rip the knob off the radio, because we're going to sing, and you're going to sing along with us at home come next hour. It's going to be a big, big event. Linda, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I like, I haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life. With, I've been, going past that one. So, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
Mike, is yours Elf?
Well, it's between Elf and Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, Home Alone 2 is a great movie. Yes. Great movie. I like it better than the original. Angie, favorite holiday movie?
Elf.
Elf. People love the Elf. Nate?
George C. Scott's A Christmas Carol.
I say that, too. The best Christmas Carol version is George C. Scott, without question. Somebody the other day called in and said, what was it? It wasn't George C. Scott's version. It was, Eric Johnson's or something. And I said, it's got to be George C. Scott. Right. Glenn, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I like It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Pastor Craig?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Good movie. Sean, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Santa Claus movie. With Tim Allen.
Like that's one. I Scrooged with Bill Murray. You know, I think that is a tremendous turn on the holidays. Mm-hmm. But there are so many. Miracle on 34th Street, I think, is a great movie, and I watched it again this year, the original, with Maureen O'Hara. Yeah, and I mean, they are so, so good in that movie.
Wow.
And you never really learn at the end what the ending means. Hmm. You know, is the guy Santa Claus? You don't know. The ending kind of leaves it wide open.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead. Please take
I just wanted to interject.
Go, please.
That when it comes to Christmas specials, either the half hour or the hour ones, you cannot beat How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
No, the Grinch.
Oh.
You know, and that's become more popular in recent years.
Yes.
Than in when it came out in the 60s. Okay. It was not as popular as it has. You can't go into a store now without some Grinch paraphernalia. Shirts and ornaments and pajamas and sweaters. It wasn't like that when that first came out.
Mm-mm.
Too bad Dr. Seuss went on to his reward before all that money started coming in. He might have stuck around, Eddie. Knew that was going to happen. But no, I love the Grinch. I think I love my favorite color is green. So I think that is my connection.
And Boris Karloff, he was the one who narrated.
What a voice.
Yeah,
Boris Karloff.
Yeah.
Karloff, one of the famous, do you know?
Yeah.
No, that was a Vincent Price.
He did Frankenstein.
Frankenstein,
yeah.
Boris Karloff.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. But he did these horror movies, and
then he
came through with all this wonderful Christmas merriment.
That's true.
Now, we're going to have wassail. Now, what exactly is wassail?
A drink.
Well, you nailed that one right on the head. But what kind of drink is wassail?
Yeah,
all right. Now, Glenn, I'm sure, well, it's not alcoholic, so you probably have no clue. So, what do you think wassail is?
Well, I think it's you put alcohol in your mouth, and you swallow it down while you're wassail. You told me this the other day on the air. Wasn't that you?
He wasn't even here the other day. I don't even know what he's talking about. No, but here it is. We got the wassail. Here's wassail. Wassail? We got the wassail right here, and this is what you do. A festive beverage blend of apple, black currant, and lemon juices from concentrate infused with holiday spices and orange peel. Shake well before serving, refrigerate after opening. To enjoy, serve chilled over ice or warmed on a stovetop. For an adult beverage, I'll forget it, that's only for Glenn. A spiced holiday tradition. Wassail is an old English drink accompanied by rituals believed to influence a plentiful apple harvest in the following year. It has evolved to become a mulled beverage made with spices and served in a large communal bowl, frequently served at social gatherings during Yuletide. Although the ways of the communal bowl might have disappeared, we encourage the holiday ritual of serving wassail, hot or cold, to family and friends. So that's what we're going to do. We're all going to get a little wassail.
Are we all going to try some waffle?
At the same time, right, waffle. we're going to try waffle and wassail next hour. So before we sing, for good luck, we're going to have a wassail toast, and everybody will have a little wassail, and we've got the great song, thanks to Linda, Here We Go A-Wassailing. But we're also going to do Silver Bells and the Christmas Song and Marshmallow World and all those great, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which for some reason, 8 years, nobody's learned the words to it yet or the tempo, so we'll mess it up just like we always do. But you'll enjoy it because it's a holiday tradition to screw I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas up and Marshmallow World.
That's hard.
It is a little hard.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's a little hard, but we'll make best.
Okay.
Now, does it seem like Christmas this year to you? No, there's something wrong this year. Something, there's a tinge of something. I was thinking that today, but it really doesn't seem like the holidays.
It's called springtime.
Is that what it is? It's the weather?
Yeah.
So when it turns nasty next week, we'll all be in the Christmas mood and raring to go. Terry, does it seem like Christmas to you?
It does not.
It does not. Why, Nate, Christmas?
You gotta really set your mind to it. Yeah.
Yeah, but what happened? It used to be that Christmas was, you know, you'd come in and the lights were out and the music was on, and now it's just not really here.
I think for me, one of the biggest things is everybody is online shopping. No one's going to the malls and all the stores and doing the Friday morning shopping after Thanksgiving, and everybody's just sitting home and staying to themselves.
Well, the mailman's getting overworked.
Although this year, if you go to the zoo or the Polaris Mall, Santa's not wearing a mask this year.
Now,
so I don't know if that's progress or if that...
Wasn't last year Santa gone?
Well, he had to sit at the zoo. He had to sit way up high in a sleigh, and the poor kids had to sit way down low, and Santa had to lean down and try to whisper into the kids' ear what they wanted for Christmas. So they're a little closer this year.
Well, I know at Easton, it was a Zoom Santa.
A Zoom Santa.
Yeah, there was no Santa in the building. Yeah. You had to Zoom with Santa. And when I was at Polaris, I did not see him last year.
Now, do you remember the year that the Polaris had the Santa that looked like he'd been shot?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh boy,
it
one
like
year
he'd
the
been
oh,
shot.
The one year it was a disaster. Oh, it was that Santa looked like he had just been dragged in from I don't know
really?
Where. Oh, he was bad. But they've improved. They've improved this year, and he's perky.
He's perky.
He's perky.
This Santa was depressed.
This Santa was depressed. This Santa needed some of my medication.
Oh, this is
what
sad.
It did, so.
But, ho, what do you want? One of those
that's
things, right?
So but this year, Santa's perky. So if you go down there before Christmas, you can see a cheerful Santa. And he might actually pose for your picture if you're on the second level, you know, looking down on it. You know?
Well, and we still have 9 days. I mean, it's not Christmas is not tomorrow. And I think when the weather turns ugly next week, which it's supposed to, that'll put people in the Christmas mood. We're not in winter yet. Winter is the 21st. So we've got all these events still to come before.
We've got some time yet.
Nothing
can get you in the Christmas special than listen to us right here at WWGH.
Sing.
I don't know what.
Sing. Sing next hour. That's what it's going to be.
Yes.
That always puts you in the Christmas spirit. And again, we do want to thank Domino's 740-383-3030 for being our supporter as they always have been. And we are going to take a break here in about 60 seconds, but we're going to come back with all of the great music here at WWGH Radio that will put you in the holiday spirit. I think we're going to take our group picture here during the break, maybe get some of that great Domino's pizza, get the wassail ready for the big wassail toast next hour. It's going to be something to behold, and all the great songs. And now you have to ask yourself, are we going to be able to sing the wassailing song, or is it going to come off awful? We've got some new singers this year. Pastor Craig is here. Mike's here. They're new singers in the bunch. So we'll see if they can lift us up a little bit from where we've been in the past, because Terry, it's been rough a few times. You weren't here last year.
No.
No, you had the COVID, didn't you? Yeah, but you're back.
Yep.
There we go.
I'll be leading the awful...
Belting out. And Santa Claus will join us next hour as well, so you cannot miss that. Well, I guess we'll wait to take the group picture until Santa gets here. We want to have Santa in it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break here on WWGH Radio. Season's greetings to you and your kin. We'll be back in 15 minutes with Santa Claus and a whole lot of music you won't want to miss. Don't you dare tune that holiday dial away from this station.
H Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary movie host on WUAB, Superhost Marty Sullivan, reciting 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.